Hello everyone and welcome to this presentation. My name is Arnaud and I'm the founder of the Mobian project. I talk to you about how Mobian was born and evolved over the last 2 years. First I'll talk to you a bit about the history of Linux on mobile device, highlighting the recent rise of Linux first phones. Then I continue with how I went on to run Debian on a PinePhone, along with the main issues we had to solve in order to be able to use a PinePhone as a daily driver phone. And next, I'll present you the Mobian infrastructure and workflow, basically how we develop and maintain this distribution, along with our plans for the future. But first, a few words about myself. I've been an embedded software engineer, working on embedded Linux software for almost 10 years, and part of my job is actually to create and maintain Debian-based distributions for the embedded industry. I've been a long-time free software enthusiast and Debian user, which led me to create Mobian about 2 years ago, and I eventually became a Debian maintainer later in 2020. So first, what about the current mobile OS market? For now, as you probably know, it's effectively an iOS-Android duopoly. There are very few alternate choices and even fewer free software available as an alternative to both these big operating systems. And this raises concerns about privacy due to the use of proprietary software, and long-term support, because basically the hardware is supported only as long as the vendor is willing to do the effort to support it. So having community-driven mobile operating systems would be an answer to that. And there were actually a few previous attempts at making Linux phones. I won't go through them all, but mostly they evolved into community-driven projects. For example, WebOS became LunOS. MeMo, which was Debian-based, evolved into MeMo Lester, which is based on Devuan, a Debian fork. Selfish OS gave birth to Nemo Mobile, and Ubuntu Touch is now maintained by the community and more specifically the UbiPorts Foundation. Only Tizen, I don't think they were picked up by any community, but anyway, all of those attempts were mostly backed by corporations, and while things didn't end very well as they were all dropped at one point or another. But then something happened, and in 2017, Purism announced the Librem 5, which was to be a Linux-first device using a general-purpose system-on-chip, one of the NXP IMX series. So they envisioned using the IMX6 in the beginning, and finally switched to using the IMX8, which is a 64-bit processor, and so is probably better for the future. These system chips have pretty good mainline kernel support, so we don't rely on a vendor-only kernel, which too much difference